Ballroom dancing has long been a symbol of heterosexual norms, but that might be changing.
Vinderne af Vild med Dans 2019 er Jakob og Silas!
That's Jakob Fagerby and Silas Holst making history as the first time same-sex couple to win a TV dance competition on Denmark's version of Dancing with the Stars. Here in the United States, the National Dance Council of America implemented a new rule this fall, allowing same-sex couples to compete, an unexpected shift celebrated by many queer dancers. But resistance to the changes taking place in the ballroom world remain. Brigham Young University, which is hosting the U.S. Amateur National Championships next spring, has banned same-sex couples from the competition, and that decision has drawn widespread criticism in the dance community. Here's what Crystal Song, a ballroom dancer and dance researcher at UC Berkeley, told The Takeaway.
It just so happens that in ballroom, you know, you dress up a man in a tail suit and a woman in a dress, and you put them out there to dance to some romantic music in each other's arms. But it's just a heightened, more visible version of the kind of heteronormative standards that we see everywhere else. And I think that if we swap those people out and you say, like, what could a queer couple doing this look like instead, you're also asking people to think differently in their everyday lives about what constitutes a couple, what love looks like in action, like what community looks like, and what is possible when you reject the sameness of heteronormativity.
We also spoke to Alex Tencha and Cato Lindholm, a same-sex professional ballroom dance couple in Chicago. They have an interesting story. They started out as a male-female couple, and then Cato transitioned, and now they compete as a same-sex couple. I asked them about the reaction from the dance community and whether it's different competing as a same-sex couple. That's Cato first.
First of all, I think the reception has been amongst other dancers and audience and just generally, I think, has been very warm and very accepting. There is obviously always some challenges when you're going from being a traditional couple to suddenly being a same-sex couple. When we did compete for our first competition as a professional couple, obviously we could see that not everybody was prepared for it. And I don't necessarily mean that in a sense of any sort of homophobia or something like that, but simply they had no idea what to do with a couple that was a same-sex couple and not a traditional couple. So let's say some of the judges, they were like, well, how do we measure this against other couples? And that's, you know, that's something the industry will have to kind of talk about and figure out. What is this? My personal view is that there is absolutely no difference between a male and female couple, two females or two males dancing together. I don't see that there's any difference in that.
I mean, two people dancing together, we have two bodies. They both have torso, head, two legs, two arms, and they're covered by costuming. So it's really a matter of choreography and how you present it. I think that the whole idea of heterosexual couples has been put upon us because that's what we've been seeing for so long.
This makes me think about other sports in which we are accustomed to seeing heterosexual couples. I'm thinking figure skating, for example, and other forms of art slash sport where that dynamic is really sort of, at least what one side of it is, that this is about athleticism and less about, as you said, Alex, about two bodies dancing together. How do you respond to that?
I would like it to be that it is about the athleticism, that it is about the technique. You know, there are things you can judge in dancing. You can judge the timing. You can judge the footwork, for instance. There are lots of things that you can look at completely objectively, completely removed from gender or sex. And that being said, I mean, I think we have to be very careful in ballroom dancing to confuse a partnership with the sexuality of the dancers. I don't think it should matter,
or gender
for that matter. I don't think it should matter because if we take that to the extreme, I mean, there's always been this notion that, you know, men that dance, they must be gay. Well, if it had to do with sexuality, for instance, what would all these gay men have gotten out of dancing with women for all these years? So I think we need to take all of these extra things, like gender, sexuality, out of it and just look at it as a sport, as an activity that two people can do together. And it should really be about that and not about all these other extra trappings, you know, all these, let's say, emotions that people may put into it when they're watching you dance.
So we know, going back to the boycott at Brigham Young University, there are dancers who are boycotting that competition. Donica Cann is one of them. She thinks the traditional pairing of opposite-sex ballroom couples is outdated. And here's what she had to say about that.
It's pretty narrow, the definition of what like a good ballroom couple looks like. And I would say that's, for a lot of people, probably especially in America, like that's still true. Like if you were to think of like a, what do you think of when you think of like a pro ballroom couple? It's like a white, heteronormative, cisgendered couple. And that's probably what, like, if you were to think of like a ideal couple, like married couple, it probably looks just like that.
Do you both agree?
I do agree that that is probably, if you ask the vast majority of people, if that's their impression of ballroom dancing, they're probably right. But that doesn't mean that we should stay that way. I think it needs to become much more inclusive. It needs to be much more that different genders, because right now, I mean, you're leaving out non-binary people completely. Where will they find themselves? So I think it is time that we try to move forward and we try to do, I would say, the right thing and include people.
Alex Tencha and Cato Lindholm are a same-sex professional ballroom dance couple in Chicago. Thanks to you both for joining me.
Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you. Yeah.